My name is Breckany Teal Eckhart. Most people call me Breck. I am running for the Chapel Hill Town Council municipal election. Before we go further, I want to cite my website, breckany.com, B-R-E-C-K-A-N-Y.com. Here you can find more information and facts to provide background and detail into my statements. I moved to Chapel Hill in 2017 by myself and independently bought my first home. I enjoyed watching the neighborhood kids grow up and chatting with families while walking my dogs. Last year, my battle with breast cancer crystallized the importance of community relationships and making the most of our time. A few years ago, I noticed that something was amiss with recent rapid changes. Luxury apartments replaced affordable housing, the displacement of essential workers with modest incomes, driving out of local business, lack of spaces to socialize, dwindling green spaces, inadequate infrastructure, and chaotic traffic congestion. Majority decisions on the council have, number one, underfunded places for the community. Last year, we funded less than 25% of nearby towns on Parks and Rec. Advanced inappropriate, disorganized development, essentially evicting people for luxury apartments with plans to relocate affordable housing by draining most of a nearby pond and not placing traffic plans ahead of construction. Squandered your property taxes, like having spent more than $8 million on consultants last few years while property taxes are increasing almost 10%, and disregarded the voices of our community. Local petitions with over 1,000 signatures, letters, and collective speeches to the council have been ignored. I realized it was time for greater action. The top three issues of my campaign are built on efficiency, engagement, environment. Efficient. Reduce traffic by creating roads ahead of construction. Support low-emission public transportation, and cut funding for external consultants while collaborating with UNC and local talent. Engaged. Design a town app for real-time polling and comments. Listen to our people. We also need to boost transparency with pros and cons of plans well ahead of decisions. We need to improve signage for parks and recreation and advocate for a permanent farmers and arts market. Last, I'm running for environment. Reform land use single-family amendments that reduce affordability, prioritize environmentally local and responsible developers. We need to prepare for climate change by expanding greenways and green spaces with designs that reduce water runoff, and we need to advance education with resources needed for growth. In order to manage the town's responsibility in addressing affordable housing, first, the recent laissez-faire Wild West development has eternal impacts to our communities, culture, traffic patterns, or lack thereof, dwindling tree canopies and green spaces. It needs to stop. We can incentivize development composed of rental, market rate, affordable housing, and for sale housing with local businesses and community spaces. This has worked at places like the Glen Lennox area. I lived in Portland, Oregon for 5 years and saw firsthand how you can have density without disorder, parks without endless pavement, and bicycle paths. We can buy city property and encourage competition with developers while getting the best offer for our community output. Which developer can offer the best option for the most affordable housing, community and local retail space, maximize green spaces, and offer Energy Star certification to construction? Also, much housing is needed for student housing. UNC has the political and financial power to partner with the town and offer options near campus that reduce traffic as well as climate impacts. I think that some of the concepts for the Complete Communities has done some good, like connecting the greenways. However, we need pervious designs that are cheaper than pavement and reduce runoff. Did you know, for example, that for 1 inch of rain, only 700 gallons of runoff are created, whereas a sickening 27,000 gallons of runoff are created by 1 acre of parking lot? The same concept applies to paved greenways. Areas across the country like Tennessee and Oregon are using things like crushed stone, permeable pavers, and even recycled materials that support runoff and reduce stormwater. I feel the town council has done a great job with the 2022 community survey that was put out by their staff, and they also offered a lot of time during the meeting to review the data. Much of the data, however, pinpointed to the need to listen to our community members, in particular non-native English speakers. Technology can help with that. Generally, it takes someone of considerable privilege who has a car, get a babysitter, or maybe is retired or a day worker, usually white collar, to have the ability to get to a town hall and sit for hours on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Why do we not have a town app where people can easily click on the meeting to not only watch but receive in-time, real-time polling and provide instant messaging? AI and translation services also allow for basic translations for dozens of languages. Why are we using 1950s meeting and decision style methods while we are almost a quarter into the 21st century? When voters see my name on the ballot, I want them to see the following: green growth, smart growth, a new leader with a new vision for our future. I put people before profits and community before building concrete walls. I advocate for local businesses, the farmers market, arts and crafts, community events, splash pads, and educational activities for children. Again, efficient, engagement, and environment. Last but always, I will listen to you, learn from you, and lead with you. With gratitude for your time and consideration, again, Breckany. That's B-R-E-C-K-A-N-Y.com.